the basic review is that we said one idea is the difference in the Rambam and the Raivad. We explained the question about if he turns his back. So he said, according to the Rambam, the Machteras isn't a Rodef. It's not actually a Rodef yet. There's no actual chase. But he's a type of a Ganav. And to this type of a Ganav, Torah gave like a status of an Ein L'Damim. It considered it as if he's actually a Rodef already. In other words, it gave him a status of an Ein L'Damim. Okay? So, it's why? Because he's gonna chase. He's gonna do that. But it's halachically, it comes under a type of a Ganeva. It's a type of a Ganav which it gives the status to. Therefore, once he turns around, he's not a Ganav anymore. The Ganeva is complete. So now, basically, even if you know that factually, psychologically, he's going to do it, but it's very nice, but he's not actually a Rodef yet in reality, and he's not a Ganav. So that's it. It's just what you know about the guy, but that doesn't make a guy the status of a Rodef nor a Machteres. Whereas according to the Raivid, the Machteres isn't really like a subcategory of Hilfs Ganeva. It's really part of it's Rodef. It's like it's an objectified case of like a road guy who's going to be a Rodef. And the Torah recognized that and gave him like a status of Rodef based upon his what's going to happen. Okay, what's going to happen. And since that's the case, so he has that status of, he has the status of Rodef based upon that situation. Ganeva is just like a situation which Torah recognizes objectively as a case where there's going to be a confrontation and he's going to chase the guy. So therefore, he's even after he turns his back, still that situation, that psychology still exists. And therefore, who cares if he's technically still a Ganeva or not? The Ganeva is not the halachic structure of Ganeva which was brought it about. It's the factual, the psychological reality which the Ganeva brings about, and that reality exists until he starts running away. Until he runs away. Right? Okay. So now, so the next question is about Edom, right? If Edom surround the guy. So the Rambam says, if Edom surround him, even though he's still in the Rishos, so now he's, you can't kill him. Okay? You can't kill him. Okay, and the Raiva doesn't like it. Says it's based on a Bryce, which says if he has saver, has people to save him, then you can't kill him. Okay, but he doesn't understand why he doesn't do it either. It's under it either. Okay, so what's so could we explain this this machlokas based on what we set up? Yeah, so if you look at, I don't know if you guys looked, but the Magen Mishnah, I think he's bringing down the Ramban. I looked at him a long time ago, but the Magen Mishnah quotes it. He says this is what the Ramban says. So I'm not sure if it's exactly a quote, but there's a Ramban on the Torah, and I'll read you what he says. But it's pretty straight. He says, "Masha Kosov Eden." He says, "Eden, who kederach hatirgam." Shalmarin said this. It's based on the Targum, based on the quote. And the idea is, "Shem Yesh Eden Shiro Haganav Shneichnas Veganev." So if there are witnesses who see the Ganav enter and steal, who roe son, and he sees the witnesses, Nevada Yesh L'damim, definitely he has his Yesh L'damim. Shelo Yignov, because he's not going to steal. Shari Yodeya Shaydim Yichayvu Tashum Mevazin, because he knows the witnesses are just going to bring him to court and make him pay. What's he going to do? He's going to steal the money, and then the witnesses are going to just testify he stole the money, and he's going to have to pay. So that's not a very good robber. I mean, a guy who steals the money is going to steal a thing in a way that people aren't going to see him. The idea of a Ganav, he's like sneaks in and he takes it, he doesn't do it in a way, or he denies it, whatever, he doesn't do it in a case. In front of, you don't steal something in front of witnesses who are just going to say he stole it and make you pay. So he says, once there are witnesses there, and he says, Zeh Kosov HaRamban Zal. Okay? So that's what he's saying, is that once the guy is surrounded by witnesses, he's not stealing anymore. Okay, he's not stealing anymore. So since he's not stealing, he's not a Ganav. Okay, the Ganav is based upon the Ganav could take away his Shein Ganav by himself actively turning away, or by a situation emerging which is basically puts an end to the Ganeva. It's put an end to by the presence of witnesses. No guy in his right mind would steal something in front of witnesses. Just doesn't do anything. So you know he's not going to get it. He's going to have to. He's going to go through all. He's going to be known as a Ganav. He's going to lose money. He's going to lose money anyways. So he's basically saying is, so that's good what they're saying in the Rambam. He's not a Ganav anymore. He's not a Ganav anymore. But the Raivid will say, that. Right, well, what do I say? Are we good at their question? It's obnei adam. I mean, it could be, it means edim obnei adam. It means either witnesses are going to stop him, or if they're just people, they're not going to let him get away with it. I mean, if people are going to, if he steals it, I mean, they're going to go and get him. So it could be either, you know, either they're witnesses, either one will be sufficient to stop. Like, I guess, let's say they're possible witnesses. But still, I mean, if there are people who are going to be able to stop, they're your neighbor, so you're not going to steal it. If they're being, the police around the house, and they're watching you do it, you're not going to steal. What's they going to do? They're going to just take it out of your hands. So it means if there's a situation, it means if the conditions become such that the neighbor becomes stopped due to external circumstances. But he knows about those external circumstances, therefore there's no geneva anymore. So once there's no geneva anymore, so Zarach HaShem HaShalom, that's what it means, Zarach HaShem HaShalom. It means if it becomes bright as day, it becomes clear, if the sun shines on his plot, if it becomes exposed, that's what it means. It means the sun shines on him. It means if it becomes exposed in the middle of the process, now he's Yesh L'Dam, and you can't kill him, because now he's basically not even stealing, he's not doing anything. Right?
Are you saying, like psychologically, this kind of guy doesn't steal?
Yeah, psychologically, the guy's not going to steal anymore. Just, there's no idea of stealing at this point. At this point, what's he going to do? He knows that he's going to get caught, and he knows he's not going to, the whole point of a guy stealing, the motive to steal is to get money. Once you know you're not going to get any money, so then you're not going to steal. I mean, it's not very deep psychology. I mean, it's just a simple, you're not going to, if the police are waiting for you right outside of the house, you're not going to walk out, with go with bags of money in your hands. So what's that going to do? They're just going to take it right out of your hands. So that's it. You just walk out. You surrender. I can do anything. Or don't take anything. I mean, that's it. It's all over. It's all over once those guys surround you. And the whole idea is you have to have a good escape plan. Once your escape plan is cut off, then you're not a ganav anymore. So you were trying to, but you stopped. Our learning of, I mean, that's the way the Ramban's learning is what's going on here with the witnesses. Basically explain the Targum, and it fits very nicely into the way we're explaining the Rambam. Because the whole thing is, once he's not a Ganav, then that's it. Now what about the Ravid? Let's say you say accept this facts for the Ravid. So why is the Ravid arguing with the Ravid's problem? Why does he have a problem with us? Right, well, I think the simplest way to go is, still, the situation still is the same. That basically, you're going to be in the guy's house. The Ganav's going to be in the guy's house with the guy's money. And the guy is gonna get nervous, and he's gonna he's gonna stand up for his money. And then the Ganav's ready to kill. The Ganav came in ready to kill if the Baal Bayis puts up a fight. Now you're the guy. Now it's true the guy is not gonna steal anymore, but he's still in the guy's house trying to take his stuff. Now it's true. In fact, we know the guy's not gonna actually carry through the Geneva. But the guy who's in the house, who is an intruder in his house, doesn't necessarily know that. I mean, he's not necessarily thinking through the whole thing. It's an objective fact. He's not a Ganav anymore. But in the psychology of the situation, in the heat of the moment, the guy still has an intruder in his house, holding his stuff or whatever. So the guy may attack him, and then the Ganav is ready to kill. It's to kill or be killed. So the Ganav, the psychological situation of the Ganav, the guy ready to kill, doesn't break until it would seem to be is like until, maybe once the it could be that's like the Ravid says he sees the bride as imyeshlo moshiyim if he has savers, so it could be that the Ravid doesn't have a problem with the savers. Means if the Baal Bayis knows that he has defenders, helpers on his side, then the Baal Bayis isn't going to stand up to him. He's not going to make a confrontation. Confrontation comes from the Baal Bayis, and because that's the idea. The road the Machteres guy knows that if the Baal Bayis stands up to him, he plays tough guy, then the Ganav's going to have to kill him. So, but once the Baal Bayis has helpers, he has savers, then he knows he doesn't have to be all tough because he has, the way he's saying has nothing to do, it could be that's what I was pointing, it has nothing, he knows about the Brisa, but he's saying it has nothing to do with Edim. Edim is vis-a-vis the Ganav. But Moshiach and his savers is vis-a-vis the Baal Bayis. So that he may say is true. But that's not because there are witnesses. It's not with witnesses. It has to do with the psychology of the Baal Bayis. Once the Baal Bayis knows that he's protected, sufficiently protected, he knows he doesn't have to stand up against the guy because he knows he has protectors. Once he has protectors, now he's not going to confront the Machteres guy, and therefore the Machteres guy isn't going to have to kill him. What's the guy? Why would he kill him at this point? So the only reason he'd kill him is because the Baal Bayis is going to stand up and go after him. So this is just because there are witnesses doesn't mean that's going to affect the psychology of the Baal Bayis. I mean, witnesses, first of all, the Baal Bayis may not even know about the witnesses, or even if he does, the witnesses don't necessarily affect the psychology of the Baal Bayis and the intruder. But saver, as Eish HaMoshiach, and that's the way the Brisa says it. If you ask people to save him, I mean, if there's a situation where he knows the police and their sirens and their whatever, so now the guy's not going to, you know. But just because they're witnesses, you saw him, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to change the psychology. So he's saying that the Rambam and the Tirgum are kind of missing the emphasis. They're not writing it properly. The psychology of the Ganav isn't the same thing as psychology of Alai. So the psychology of the Ganav is that he's after the money. He's going for money. But that's what he's doing. So he's basically on pursuit of money, and the second he sees that he's not going to accomplish his goal, the second he's surrounded here and he knows he's being witnessed, then he's not going to do it. But the psychology of the Baal Bayis is the psychology of fear. He's frightened. There's a guy who's in his house, ready to take all his money, and he gets a defense for his thing. And the defense for his thing is only, and then he's going to stand up to the guy. Now once he stands up to the guy's going to have to kill him. So that's why he says the Brisa. If there's a case where there's saviors for the Baal Bayis, then that will diffuse his fear and will stop him from killing. But it's nothing to do with witnesses. It's nothing to do with witnesses. That's what he's saying. Have nothing to do with that. What does that do with witnesses? Witnesses isn't the idea. The idea is witnesses is good. Might be good vis-a-vis the Ganav. He knows that he's being witnessed, so therefore he's not going to rationally. There's no reason for him to steal. He's not going to get the money anyways. But the way the Brisa said it is that there are Moshiyim. Moshiyim is savers. So it means if he knows he has people who are saving him, so the savers is the standpoint of the Baal Bayis. Witnesses is the standpoint of the Ganav. Yeah. Being attacked. A guy is being attacked, is frightened, and he's in fear, and he's basically ready to stand up for his stuff. It's like a gut reaction. Why is the guy going to do that? Why is the guy standing up to a thief as a... You know, why would he do that? I mean, you know he's a dangerous guy, but it's just like a reaction. So the reaction, you have to really undermine that reaction by having the appropriate, you know, clear savers there ready to save, you know. But the situation, the fact that objectively there's an argument, I mean, he's not thinking through the situation and thinking, well, I can get the guy to court, and I mean, that's why he's reacting. But the Ganav is, he's making a rational plan to get money. He's not like under the whim of like the fearful situation. I mean, he's just trying to get money. The second it's clear to him that he's not getting anywhere, so what's he going to do? So there's no point in doing it. Why is he going to make the confrontation? Why is it even that's it? He's just going to stop. I mean, but even if it would be the same thing, even if it would be that there was the same situation, the point is, I wouldn't say something. I mean, still the emphasis shouldn't be the Edom. It's not essentially about the Edom. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're saying is, but since they're Edom, then now the guy's not going to do it, and now he's going to respond. The Baal Bayis thing is going to respond based upon. Yeah, but I just don't think that's the way the psychology of Baal Bayis works. The Baal Bayis works in his own psychology. He's not. That's like a thought out thing. It's like, because him, I know his psychology, he's not going to do it, therefore I'm not going to be afraid, and therefore, you know, just. You don't think like that. I mean, think of that as like, I'm being attacked, and I have to stand up for myself. I'm being attacked, my soul's being taken, I have to stand up for myself now. I have people around who are going to save me and protect me, then I don't have to worry about it. But the fact that I don't psychologize the Ganav and think, well, so the guy, I know the Ganav's psychology, he's not going to do it, so therefore I'm going to relax and take it, you know. That's like, you relate to your own psychology, not to the other guy's psychology. Yes. Oh, so good. So I'll tell you, it's good. So according to, so Mark's saying, well, so it's true, he's not a god of whatever. But bottom line is the psychology of the Baal Bayis, so the Baal Bayis is still scared. And therefore the Baal Bayis may stand up to the Ganav, and now the Ganav may kill him. So practically speaking, he may actually kill him, and it's still a danger. So that's the Ravid's argument. That's what the Ravid's going to say, is that that is still a case of Maftaris, and you can still kill him. But the Rambam's point is, since the Rambam holds that the whole halacha of Machteres is built on Ganav, and the second he's not a Ganav, there's no reality to the psychologies and all that. It's all based on the halachic type of a Ganav. And the second you undermine the shame Ganav, just like if he turns his back, he's not a Ganav, even though the danger still exists. But the danger that still exists doesn't help you, because he's not actually a Rodev now, and he's not a Ganav. So therefore, since once the Edom come, he's not a Ganav. And that's all we care about. We care about, is the Machteres guy still a Ganav, is he not? If he's not a Ganav anymore, even though he still poses a threat, the threat alone isn't sufficient to allow you to kill him. Because he's not a Rodev yet, and he's not a Ganav. But the Ravid holds that this whole thing is just an instance of the threat of a type of a Rodev, of a potential Rodev. A guy who's stealing is a potential Rodev, and until you knock out the psychology and the danger in the situation, it's still the whole halacha of Rodev, still of Rodev, Machteres still applies. So therefore, the Ravid says is that who cares that they are Edom? Edom is very nice in terms of stopping and making the guy not steal anymore, but it's not going to affect the psychology of the Baal Bayis. And therefore, the guy may still kill. It's still a threat. Unless there are savers. If there are people saving him, then the psychology of the danger is going to be diffused. Then it will be fine.
Yeah.
It could be, by the way, also, the story by Avner and, Avner and Asoel is a similar... I don't know the story. Let's leave it alone. Because I don't think there's a god up there. He's just a rodent. So let's leave it. Let's leave that story. Okay, so now we have the other issue, right? The Yom and Laila. The Yom and Laila one. So according to the Rambam, this is the backwards, right? The backwards one. So according to the Rambam, it applies both night and day. According to the Ravid, it only applies that nighttime. If it's daytime, it's not going to do it. That's really the question on the Rambam, is that if the Rambam uses the fact, which you don't want to argue on a fact, but if you use the fact that a guy's not going to kill during the daytime, so then why is that different than a father? If you see a father is a Mahteras, he's not going to kill. So you know he's not going to kill. So even though he's a Mahteras, since you know he's not going to kill, it's not a Mahteras. So then why don't you say the same thing during the daytime? You know a guy's not going to kill. So he's not going to kill, so therefore it's not a Mahteras. Okay, so something like this. So there's going to be problems here, okay? We're going to give an answer and it's going to open up another problem, which maybe we won't answer today. Okay, but let me just... it's a hard question, but let's just get the ball rolling here. Okay? So according to the Rambam, you have, Machteres is like a prat. Detail of Hilchos Geneva comes under Hilchos Geneva. Okay, now within, so like a ganav, there's an idea like entering the guy's rishos is the beginning of Geneva, right? That starts the din of Geneva, right? Like a Geneva is intruding on his bailas, entering his house, his field, his courtyard. That's part of Geneva. That registers in the world of Geneva. Now, and this is like a... But according to the Ravids, so now, if you have exceptions, built-in exceptions... Sorry, Rama. If you have built-in exceptions or details in the Machteras, so since Machteras comes under Hilchos Geneva, the exceptions and the details have to make sense in the framework of Hilchos Geneva. Okay, because it's... The categories are categories of Hilchos Geneva. Okay? So my point is that there's no such thing as a ganav b'yom or a ganav b'layla. And this was your point yesterday. As far as Geneva is concerned, the day or night is not a category. Geneva is Geneva. There's no such thing as a nighttime Geneva and daytime Geneva. Geneva is Geneva. So there is no such thing. See, Geneva, there is an idea of Geneva in his house or in his chatzer or in his field or, in his gina. I mean, the makom... Makom is part of Geneva because Makom is an intrusion on the Baal Bayis. You can intrude on his property, on his domain where he hangs out, on his stuff. On it. Like part of the Geneva is the degree of intrusion on the guy. So there's categories of which Makom are you in? Are you in the Makom of the Baal Bayis? Are you how far in have you entered? That's all part of the Geneva, which is your attack on your intrusion on his Rishos, on him. So on his Bailas. But there's no difference, halachically, there's no such thing as a ganav b'yom or a ganav b'layla. Just like there's no such thing as a guy who eats treif at night or a guy who eats treif during the day. It's just not a category in the Hilchos Geneva. So therefore, the Rambam will say like this, is that if you want to have an exception, you could have a say that a makom, which Baal Bayis is in Matzoi, or there's no Baal Bayis, like his garden, That's not Machteras. The halacha of Machteras is a certain type of a Geneva where you enter the makom of Baal Bayis. You enter the makom of Baal Bayis. So makom of Baal Bayis is his house. Okay, or his courtyard, whatever. The place where he hangs out. So that's the halacha of Machteras. And when you enter the makom of Baal Bayis, that's defined, the Torah set him up. That type of a ganav who enters the makom of Baal Bayis is defined as a killer, and therefore he's defined as an Eil Adam. Okay? So he says, but you can't say You can't say a ganav who enters the Makom Baal Bayis during the daytime or during the nighttime is a machteris. That's not a category. It's not a type of geneva. It's not a category in geneva. As geneva, it has to fit into the framework of geneva. There has to be a type of a ganav. That's not a type of a ganav. Now the fact is I don't think it's saying the rabbit holds that like no one at night. It's not saying is that no one ever kills if they come during the daytime. I mean, like you said, I was just saying is in general, the guy at nighttime, he knows the Baal Bayis is going to be there, he's ready to kill. But in the daytime, you can't necessarily set that up because you don't know. Maybe he's figuring the guy isn't going to be there. So it's not saying is he's definitely not killing. It's just saying is if you're just trying to assess the danger. See, the Ravid is just he has nothing to do with Hilsa Geneva. The Ravid is just assessing the danger. And Machteris is a type of an assessment of the danger of a Rodev. And therefore, he says that during the daytime, you don't have that assessment. The assessment doesn't work. The assessment is a good assessment during the nighttime because that's when people are definitely around, and therefore that's a good assessment. But the psychology during the daytime, you can't establish that as a psychology. The psychology might not be that way during the daytime. In the daytime, it's a good chance he's just trying to sneak out, just trying to go for it, hoping that the house is empty. But according to the Rambam, that it's doing is defining a type of a ganav as an ein lo damim. So therefore, the type of a ganav is a machteras ganav, which means a ganav who breaks into his house. So once the ganav breaks into his house, he's defined as that type of a ganav, and therefore he's defined as an ein lo damim. Now, yom or laila, that's not a category. That's like an extraneous thing that can't register insofar as the machteras. So therefore, that guy's also an ein lo damim. I'm sorry, that guy's also an Eladam, because he's that type of a Machteras. So let me try here. It's halachata, halachas. Yeah, so maybe like this is that. I'm just going to give it the first crack. Maybe we'll try to make it better tomorrow. But the idea is that according to the Rambam, what's happening here is, like the Rambam, in a sense, sometimes he calls him a Rodef. Right? You notice that? The Rambam calls him like a Ganav is a Rodef. He uses the term like he's a Rodef. So I think it means is that the Rambam said there's a type of, we've talked about this, like type, there are two types of Ganavs. There's a murdering Ganav and a non-murdering Ganav. Right? There's a killing Ganav and a Baal Eskedam and not a Baal Eskedam. So Machteras, the Torah is defining a Machteras as the Gavra of the Machteras is the Gavra of a killer. Okay, that's what it means. It's like it's a Rodef. It means the Torah is the Inlo Damim isn't just a magical status. It's because the Torah is recognizing this type of Ganav is a killer Ganav. Okay, he's a murderous Ganav. He's a Rodef Ganav. Okay, it's a type of Al Shem Asid because of the future of what's going to happen. But that's the thing is this type of a Ganav is a certain type of a Gavra. So the Gavra of the Ganav is a murderous Ganav. Now, what the Rambam learns is that if the Ganav is an Av, he's an Aval Aban, then his status of a father is contradictory, is tied to disaster to the status of a murderous Ganav, of a murdering Ganav. Like the Gavra is a component of this situation here. See, it's not a type of Geneva, but his idea is it's a type of a Ganav. We're defining Ganav, the Ganav of Machteras as a Gavra of a killer Ganav. You know, it's a status in the Gavra, it's a type of a thief. You know, the father is the status of the father precludes that status of a killer ganav. So the gavra is definitely a category in the geneva, the gavra of the ganav, because that's the whole idea. Is we're not just defining like the maisa geneva as, I mean, this is giving the status of ein lo damim to a type of a gavra, a killing ganav. So that status on the gavra can't exist if he's a father. But that's because he has a status of he's a marachem. That's a status. That's the nature of the gavra. He's a marachem, but he's merciful. But you can't say that like bayom. See, bayom isn't a status in the gavra. Daytime isn't a status in the gavra, and it's not a type of a ganeva. It's just an assessment that people during the daytime we don't think people are going to go. But that's like extraneous to the Geneva. It doesn't halachically fit into the categories of the Ganav. But the categories of the Geneva could be, you know, it could be the Maisa Geneva, the entrance where you're entering, or it could be the the Ganav. There's the Ganav involved. Basically, it's a status in the Ganav. So the Ganav, the types of Ganavs. There's the Ganav. The type of ganav is defined by what he's doing and who he is. So what he's doing, where is he entering, what type of ganav is he doing, and who is he? So we're giving what he's doing is there to define him as a certain type of ganav. So therefore, if he is a certain type of gavra, of a merachim, of a father who's has mercy, so that's a certain type of a gavra. He's an av. So that gavra is removed from the definition of a machteras, of a killer ganav. But again, Yomar Laila can't work its way into the structure. There's no way halachically for it to set itself up. So that's it. So there's no line drawn like that. The Torah just doesn't draw a line like that. Now, it could be that if you would know for sure the guy's not going to do it. Like, I'm not sure, like the Rambam says, like, if you know for sure, like that's what Gemara says, if you know for sure he's not going to do it, so then maybe it would be an exception. Then it could be anyways, like if you know for sure. But it's not like you know for sure here. It's just an idea. The Rav is not like you know for sure. He's just saying that's like a categorical, categorically it's an exception. So the Rambam just says you can't have categorical exception, which doesn't fit into the categories of Geneva. So, of course, a particular instance where you could assess, to have like a categorical breakdown, so they could do that for father and son, because that's the gavra of the ganav, so that lends itself to the fits into the halachic structure here. But night and day doesn't lend itself to a categorical breakdown. So now, if you knew that he was, then you follow the normal pattern, is that you assume the Torah is defining a ganav as anal dumb, even if you don't know. It's just categorically saying is all ganav and machteres are willing to kill, and it defines with anal dumb, period, unless you could establish to the contrary. So it could be then, it would be contingent upon you actually assessing the guy's not going to do it. But as long as you're in doubt, then you say it comes under the category of machteres, therefore he's anal dumb. But again, according to the Ravid, the whole thing has nothing really to do with ganav. It's just based upon the situation of ganav sets up a psychological assumption. So then you have to say, well, where does that assumption exist? The pasuk saying in Zarach Hashem Shlov, it doesn't apply because during the daytime you don't have the chazaka anymore during the day. The whole chazaka is based upon nighttime. It's not based upon daytime. Categories here. Right, exactly. The situation of the Gneva, day or night, is like an accidental thing. Like, you can't say on Tuesdays, we know the guy doesn't kill on Tuesdays, so it doesn't work. I mean, it's extraneous. It's an extraneous situation which doesn't fit into the categories of the Gneva. In order for it to register as an exception in Hilchos Machteras, as a categorical exception, it has to be a type that fit into the categories of Machteras and the categories of Gneva. So it could be a type of Maisa Gneva, which is Makom. The Makom is part of the Gneva, because breaking into his location, that's what Machteras is. You're entering his location. So which location? So you say these locations aren't. Or it could be the Gavra, because the Gavra is you're defining the Ganav as a type of a Ganav. But an extraneous situation which allows us to figure out his psychology, there can't be a categorical exception. Assuming you learn that Hilchos Machteras is a subcategory of Hilchos Ganeva, and it has to operate under its framework. But if you learn like the Ravid that it really is still just an instance of Rodef, so who really cares? And they're saying it's plain simple pshat. You look at the puzzle, you think about it. Anyone who thinks about it realizes that. Why would you say during daytime? How do you say with certainty during daytime the guy's going to kill? John would agree if you were doing that, then he would probably also say that. But that's not the way he's learning. Good. It's amazing. I mean, it's really interesting how these three things all line up. You know, I mean, I didn't know. I think when I did it, I first did this one because they're in order. So I mean, I didn't even know that there were other Ivids. I was just doing looking at them, and then that's how I defined this one. And then this is the hardest one, I think, of all of them. You know, because this is like you have to have a certain halachic tolerance of like the halachic can't do anything. Like, you have to work in halachic frameworks. And you can't just, not anything is a valid halachic formulation, you know? Like, you have to, the other ones actually just kind of, make sense. They're more sensible. You're just saying, he's not a ganav, so he's not a ganav, so you can't, machteres works through ganav. This is like, takes certain, like, halachic, sense of how halacha works. So I realized this one first, because it came first, and then the other ones kind of just, naturally fell into place. But I think it would be easier probably to get the idea by doing the other ones first. And I just think those are this is the hardest one. Okay, so basically the next thing we're going to do is the Gemara has a question. It's a Gemara in we're going to get to it. Oh yeah, It's the Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's a few pages later. By the way, we're done. It's a totally new sugya. It's all over. Rodeif Maferes. Okay? Hard break. Okay? So Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is the Gemara's. The only question is a goy. It's a bone minute. It's like eight, 9 inches on the bottom, $9 on the base. It's a goy obligate. Ben Noach, is he obligated in Kiddush Hashem? Which means is that if someone puts a gun to your head and says, bow down to an idol, so you have to give your life for it. The question is, what about if Ben Noach also can't bow down to idols? Yes. Ben Noach also can't bow down to idols. So let's say, $9 on the base. So let's say someone puts a gun to Ben Noach's head and says, bow down to an idol. Is he obligated to give his life? Okay? Is he obligated to give his life or not? Okay? That's the Gemara's Gibaya. So, I mean, we're going to do the Gemara. I guess you could look at the Gemara. Okay? Yes, so you look at the Gemara, and then in order to get into it, I want to go do some Rambams on Kiddush Hashem. Okay? I mean, you have to get into what's the idea of Kiddush Hashem. Because the reason you're giving your life is because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which is like a. Sanctifying God's name, showing an idea, something like that. And we have to get into what's the whole idea of Kiddush Hashem. So those are the Rambams in the very beginning of the Rambam. It's in Yisodei HaTorah Perakai. Just your halachos. Oh, and then it's also in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's Mitzvah Saseh Tas. Okay? Mitzvah Saseh Tas. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah Perakai, halachos Aleph through Gemel. And mitzvah sase and say mitzvah tas. Mitzvah sase tas. The ninth mitzvah.
You said it too fast. I'm sorry. Too fast for me.